We have all board members here. Should we get going?
Hey.
So, I'm going to read the usual preface, somewhat of a disclaimer. Pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N2920, and by the way, this is a special BOLT meeting of Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. Okay, pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N2920, issued by Governor Newsom on March 17th, 2020, the August 12th, 2020 meeting of the Board of Library Trustees will be conducted exclusively through teleconference and Zoom video conference. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and the shelter in place order, and to ensure the health and safety of the public by limiting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, there will not be a physical meeting location available. To submit an email comment during the meeting to be read aloud during public comment, email BOLT, B-O-L-T, at cityofberkeley.info. Hello? What? Please observe 150 word limit. Please be mindful that the teleconference will be recorded as any Board of Library Trustees meeting is recorded, and all other rules of procedure and decorum will apply for Board of Library Trustees meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. And this meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act, Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend this meeting. And the Board of Library Trustees may take action related to any subject listed on the agenda. Now, so the meeting is open. We go to roll call, Eve. Thank you.
Okay. John Soloski?
Present.
Amy Roth?
Here.
Diane Davenport?
Here.
Sophie Hahn?
Present.
And Judy Hunt?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eve. Public comment. Let me see what we got here. I see Kathy Huff has a hand. Kathy?
I am unmuting now. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Terrific. This is Kathy Huff, the Executive Director of the Berkeley Public Library Foundation. I just want to commend the library trustees for their thorough process of the potential hiring of the new director here. And this is another exciting moment for the library, another historic appointment of a new library director. And I just wanted to say on the behalf of the foundation that we really appreciate the thoroughness and the expertise of the consultants that were involved and just all of the ways that you tried to conduct this search with the utmost integrity and care and responsibility. So thank you so much on behalf of the Library Foundation. And we're looking forward to working with whoever is going to be appointed this evening.
As we all are, Kathy, thank you. Are there any other speakers from the attendees? I don't see any other hands, but I'm going to wait 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
John, I do know that the mayor was trying to join to make public comment. I just sent him the link just a couple minutes ago. I'll see if he's able to join. See what I get.
Again, while we're waiting, any other attendees wish to speak, please use the raised hand. It's nobody's calling in. Everybody's on Zoom that I can see. So the star nine is irrelevant. Okay.
Well, I know he was toggling with something else.
All right. If he joins, I'll let him. I will give him an opportunity to speak when he, if he joins later. That's fine. Elliot, there's no opportunity. We don't have any union members, I don't believe, but there isn't anything on the agenda. Is that appropriate for a special meeting?
This is a special meeting, and special meetings don't have union.
Okay. Comment. Okay. Just checking. And again, I'm going to check the attendees. I don't see any hands. Okay. So we're going to move to action calendar. And we have A, public reports of actions taken pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.1. Elliot, do you want to explain that to me?
So that's reporting out what you did in your closed sessions.
The last closed session, there was no action taken. There was discussion, but no action taken. And we did give direction to our the consultants regarding the hiring. So we're done with A. B is the appointment of Director of Library Services. A recommendation to adopt a resolution confirming the appointment of Tess Mayer to be Director of Library Services to the Berkeley Public Library effective September 21st, 2020 at an annual salary of $2,005,000 and a one-time signing bonus of $15,000. That's our sole action and sole reason for meeting tonight. If people want to make comments before we take a vote on that, or if somebody wants to move and second, we can take comments before.
Don't take a minute.
What's that?
It's so moved.
Okay. Sophie is moving.
And Amy seconded.
All right. Let's see if board members have any comments, and I'll just, Amy.
I just noticed that you kind of mixed up her salary, and I just want to make sure that gets corrected. I think you said 2005. I don't know what you said, but it didn't sound right. So can we make sure that that's accurate?
Okay, I'll repeat.
Do you have it, Eve?
I just want to say that I'm moving what's in the written report.
The resolution, the written report, exactly. That's what's okay. Being moved.
Okay.
Because people can make mistakes speaking. $205,000.
Yes.
Thank
it,
you.
Yes.
Thank
it.
You.
That's
I did it again, it. Didn't I? And a one-time signing bonus of $15,000. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you,
that's
Amy.
It.
Thanks for the catch.
All right.
Just so people know what we're doing.
Right.
So, board members, Amy, did you have any other comments?
Let me just say, Mr. Sulawski, that I think the mayor has arrived.
Hold on a second.
Okay. I'll yield the floor.
Mayor Jesse Aragin has a hand up. Mayor Aragin.
Well, thank you for letting me address the board. I just want to take this opportunity to say two things. One, I want to thank Elliot Warren for his incredible leadership of the public library system over the past 3 years. And he's really done an amazing job working in partnership with the board and the staff to not only help ensure that the success of our library system, but also set us on a path for a better future. And the policies that have been implemented have been a model for libraries throughout the state of California. So I want to thank Elliot so much for his work. And I want to thank the board for all your hard work over the past 3 years. I am so excited by the new director that you will be appointing tonight. I look forward to working with the new director, and this would not have happened if it wasn't for all the work you've done to not only look at the existing organization, how to improve organizational efficiency and collaboration, but also the work you've done to do an exhaustive search that I think brought us an excellent candidate. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so very much for all your leadership. The city council and the people of Berkeley really appreciate your work. I think this is a really important moment for the future of our library, and I'm excited by the new leadership, and thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Arrighi. Thank you for taking the time to address us. And I wholeheartedly agree. I want to thank Elliot, first of all, for holding down the fort. And Elliot, putting us in a position where we had really excellent candidates eager to come to Berkeley. And I think that's partially because of the work you've done. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for that work. And I'm grateful for the work from a lot of people. My colleagues on the board were, I think we really worked as a team, and I really am grateful for that. And thank you all from the bottom of my heart, all of you, Judy, Diane, Amy, Sophie. I think we did really good work. I'm going to say this and move on to others. If good process yields good results, I think we have a good result.
Yes.
That, yes. I think we're there. Thank you, folks. Thank you all. Judy, any comments?
Well, in addition to yours, I feel that our recruitment search with the expertise of Pam and Susan helped us really come together as a board, as an entity. And I think our comments back and forth at times mirrored what each other was thinking. I know at times I was thinking aligned with Amy, and I think sometimes she was thinking with me. So I think the process really helped us come together. And I feel very good about that. Even though, you know, we're at times naturally we're going to disagree, but I just can't thank Pam and Susan enough.
Thank you, Judy. Diane?
I agree totally. I think I agree totally about the comments about Elliot and certainly about the consulting firm. And I just have to say that when you think of all of the library staff and community members and neighboring library directors and City of Berkeley managers and department heads and the library unions and the Friends and the Foundation, all of the folks who helped in this process from the very beginning of talking about the sort of director we wanted for our community, working that into our vision, going out, finding that person, you know, interviewing and whatnot. It's taken a big village to get this done. And it's been thrilling to work with everybody doing that. And certainly with the five of you, I'll include Elliot in that particularly. I think it's been a great process. And I want to particularly thank LaTanya Bellows from the city, who in the midst of all of the union negotiations, whenever we called her about anything, was so helpful to us. So a special thanks in addition to LaTanya. So thank you, my fellow board members.
Thank you, Diane. Sophie?
Well, second all the comments that have already been made. Looking back, I'll start with my enormous gratitude to Elliot. I always like to say Elliot was our accidental leader. He didn't seek it out. It came to him. And he was handed a difficult set of tasks and has, I think, done an absolutely outstanding job, steady, caring, working, you know, really hard to kind of settle things, and at the same time, moving this library forward, very important progressive policies that continue to keep our library at the forefront of libraries in the United States. So really, in some ways, I think Eliot was handed an almost impossible task. And he did more than, he went beyond it. So I just, my gratitude, and for the way that you've worked with us and with staff and while still making our libraries really sparkle and always keeping our patrons and our collections at the top of mind, I just cannot express enough gratitude. I have enormous gratitude also for my colleagues. I think, we got to know each other through this process. We're a new team. I think we have pulled closer. All the different consulting that we've had has really helped as well. I think we've been incredibly well supported in the work that we've been doing. And then of course the search team, just the consummate professionals, deep knowledge, incredible job bringing us qualified candidates. So that's looking back, but looking forward, I would just like to say that I am so excited that Tess Mayer is joining us. I cannot wait to meet her. Her qualifications, her background, her vision, her skills that she brings, and just gratitude that she's coming to us and coming from another progressive library system. It's going to be complicated to start during shelter in place. It's not an easy time to take the reins, but hey, in Berkeley, we don't like to make anything easy, right? So I couldn't be more excited. This is a culmination of literally 4 to 5 years of work as a council and as the Board of Library Trustees, the community, the foundation, the friends, our leadership, Eliot and his whole leadership team, the staff, everybody and the unions coming together. And I think we found someone who looks like they're going to walk on water. So thank you. Thank you to Tess for choosing to come here. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you, Sophie. Amy?
Well, I don't have anything really new to add. I mean, Eliot has really been a champion, and I'm very happy, very anxious and happy to make that known and to echo everybody else's feeling about that. I mean, he came in at a tough time. He worked through power shortages and sickness and in health, just like the post office or the wedding or whatever, I forgot. Anyway, both. It's been great. It's been, our consultants did an excellent job. They brought us excellent candidates, partly due to the work that Eliot has done, so that people didn't look at our library and say, God, no, not for me. I just can't do it. So all that is really important. And I do feel that our teamwork index really climbed through this whole process. And that's also very gratifying. So we have more work to do, but I think we really have set our feet on the right path.
Thank you, Amy.
Sure.
And thank you all again. We have a motion from Sophie and a second from Amy. Should we take roll call, Eve?
Okay. John Solowski.
Yes. Resounding yes.
Amy Roth.
Yes.
Diane Davenport.
Yes, yes, yes.
Sophie Hahn.
Absolutely.
And Judy Hunt.
Amen, yes, and praises.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hooray! Yeah. All right, let's have a...
Yeah.
All right, folks.
We have
well, but Pam,
we have
here's
completed
Pam.
Our agenda, correct?
John, I think that Tess is on. I sent her the link.
Let me see what I got here.
I don't see her name. I see a couple other names.
Polly Pop?
Polly Pop?
Yeah, who's that? Know.
I don't see Tess, though.
I don't either on my list.
I don't see her. I don't see.
If Tess is here, speak up.
I'll text her. Let me see.
Okay.
Be great. We'll wait.
I don't see.
I want to tell everybody I was out looking at the meteor shower last night. We're up in the mountains. It was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, really great. So eat your hearts out. They're in the fog.
Yes, just getting out of Berkeley would be great.
it is pretty nice.
It must be wonderful in a place that's so dark.
It's really dark. Yeah, there's not much ambient light.
Yeah. Right.
We asked the neighbors. They were a little problematic. We had to get them to turn their porch lights off. But it's very dark up here, and it was a very clear night, so it was really thrilling.
Maybe a sign of good things to come.
Yes.
Yes.
Kamala.
Yes. That's pretty exciting, huh? Nasty woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Tess will be joining us momentarily.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Can we get her so we can see her, John?
Oh, no.
She's not here yet.
I didn't send her the panelist link. I wasn't sure if she could get on mine, so I had just sent her the link for the meeting.
Well, we've all been here. I mean, trying to get, knocking on the door, trying to get in. I am so much better at this than I was like 6 weeks
ago. I see her. She just popped in.
Tess.
Yes, we've been looking for you.
Can you hear us?
My apologies.
Yeah.
I don't see her.
I can hear you, Tess, but I can't see you.
I can't see her either.
I will double check my camera settings here.
Okay, she's one of the Tess is one of the attendees, so she's not.
She's on the panelist now.
Yeah. Okay.
Panelist? No. Oh. I have her on the attendees. Okay.
I promoted her to panelist, so you should be able to. You could see her box. It just has her name on it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking into it here, it's.
I don't see her.
Okay, I see her, but I see a box.
She's working on her camera, Judy. She's having a little technical difficulty.
Is the cover on your webcam?
I know the feeling about technical difficulty.
Don't touch anything, Judy.
Yeah. No,
I'm not touching the thing. I'm obeying Amy. She told me don't touch.
It's not providing the option, it looks like. So usually within Zoom, there's a clear camera option, and I'm just not seeing it, and I'm not sure what it might be related to. Sorry about that.
Well, we're glad to have you here in voice.
Yes.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're very excited that you'll be joining us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tess, thank you. This is John. And tonight has been a pleasure for me and I'm sure I speak for the board, for all of us to bring you on board. And we are really looking forward to working with you.
Yes.
And I'm
however it is, however we have to do it.
Right. I think that we're all probably getting used to creativity here.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad, Tess. This is Judy. Don't feel bad. I've had technical difficulties. So it's part of it, but welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Any other comments, Tess, or anyone else?
Well, I don't know. She wasn't on the call, so I think she may not realize that, one, we just spent 10 minutes saying a lot of really nice things about you. This is going on. And you can probably hear the recording. Sir Eve was to you. And you can hear all the very nice, flowery things that we said. But we've already taken a vote. And so you are official, and we have already applauded. And I would love to hear, now that you have officially been appointed, if there's anything there are members of staff, possibly of the public and from the foundation on the call, whether you might like to just say hello. You are official. You're done. One of us. No going back.
Well, you know, first I'd just like to say thank you so much for the opportunity. It's wonderful to be able to talk with you, and I can see you all, so I know that you can't see me, but I can see
good.
And I'm so excited, and I'm ready to get started. And also I'm always mindful of the fact that this is a transition, and that Elliot and his team have been, you know, managing the system under really challenging circumstances. And so I think probably my highest priority right now, sort of apart from making sure that things at KCLS are settled and you know, that they're well positioned to move on, I think it's just getting a sense from Elliot and his team in terms of where things are with respect to the crisis response. And you know, the way that I plan to look at this is really continuing to think about these things in tracks, right? Establishing our working relationship, making sure that we're getting off to a really positive start, and then also making sure that I'm coordinating with Elliot in terms of where they are with respect to the pandemic response. And then of course there's all of the other aspects of the job, but I just wanna make sure that I understand coming in really like where the areas of highest urgency are, and make sure that I'm responding or supporting the team and responding to those things.
Very good, Tess. Thank you. Anyone else?
No, happily, I think that a lot of that be so efficiently done by Zoom, because you know, you can meet with the management team and with each of us as board members and begin to formulate a picture of who we are, even from afar. So, you know, in better times when we can really see each other, I think that would be a great conversation. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I found that to be true as well. I think, you know, it's really easy to focus on some of the strange aspects of living a virtual life, but I think there are tremendous advantages sometimes in terms of communication, and the fact that you can reach so many people so much more quickly. Mm-hmm. So if you imagine that, you know, if I were beginning to meet staff, I would be, you know, trying to attend meetings and trying to fit into a schedule. And I think that there's something really terrific about being able to visit virtually. I think it will save some time in terms of getting to everybody a little bit more quickly. So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be really great.
Yeah. Good. Amy was just saying that she's become rather proficient on Zoom. We all have. I spend half my life on Zoom. I do.
Yeah.
4 or 5 meetings a week on Zoom easily. And Sophie, I know you do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, luckily right now council's on break, so I'm not spending like 25 hours in public meetings, which has been kind of the norm per week lately.
Are you off all month, Sophie? Are you off all month?
Yeah, from that but other things going on that take a lot of time.
Good. So, all right, very exciting.
Yeah, well, I know what I'm very eager to, you know, when you're finally on board and with us to have that initial conversation with you. And I know everyone is going to be vying for your time, but I'm sure all the board members are eager to speak with you and Elliot and his team. The union, I think, is very excited that you've arrived, and some of their representatives probably would want to speak with you early on. So you'll get zoomed out, but it's really because there's so much enthusiasm here. We're so excited that you're coming on, and we're just very, very eager, all of us, to bring you in with open arms, share information with you, and it's our job to make you successful. And I'm personally very committed to that. So just want to say that my door and my Zoom are always open.
Always open. My Zoom is open. It just doesn't have the same ring, you know, but
no, it doesn't.
We'll work on it. Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that. I very much appreciate it. I am really looking forward to talking with everyone and getting a sense of what you think the priorities are in terms of those first few days and weeks. That will be really helpful. And any feedback that you have around that is great. Thank you.
You know, I just want to say also, I'm the bridge person because I'm on the council and on the Board of Library Trustees. And you missed, but the mayor was on the call. This has been very important to him, for the libraries to get solid and really thrive. And I know he's looking forward to welcoming you and the whole city. We have an absolutely outstanding leadership team at the city. We have a wonderful city manager and two deputies. We have amazing department heads, Elliot being one among them. But you are going to be joining not just the library team, but the city team. And I feel very confident that you're going to find a lot of great colleagues and a lot of great support, not just through the library, but through the city of Berkeley. And it's not just the library family that is welcoming you, but the whole city. And really can't wait to bring you in and make you part of the whole city leadership team as well.
That's fantastic. Thank you. I really loved meeting the people that I did have an opportunity to meet. It was a great experience in terms of their participation in the interview process. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
So one more thing, Tess.
Sure.
If there's anything you need of us, please, you know, just let us know. And I don't know what that is at this point. It may not be anything at all, but if there are any, if you have anything you need, or if you have any questions or concerns, just let us know. Okay.
I will. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Right.
We took a vote. Mm-hmm. We have nothing else on the agenda. Thank you all for Pam. Are you still here? Thank you, Pam.
Yes,
I am. And I just wanted to say for both Susan and I, Susan, you know, doing more board meetings is just not, now that she's retired, she did the important stuff. She's more board meetings. We greatly enjoyed assisting you with this process. It's been a great pleasure for me to work with all of you. Elliot, I can't thank you enough. Again, and I am, you know, so grateful. Also, Kathy, I see you're online for all those individuals who served on the panels and took their time. I know this was a lengthy process, but as I told you, I thought that was important. I think that everyone who wanted to have a say got a say.
Yeah.
And I think that while some people felt like, and I know Elliot at times, I'm sure felt like it was a really long time. We were able to do all the things as they have said, it enabled us to bring in a good pool. And if you had jumped right into a recruitment again 2.5 years ago, we would not have had the same result.
I agree.
And yes. So absolutely. It is very, it's very heartwarming for me when something like this, you know, comes to fruition. And I feel so great about Tess. I think she's going to be a great addition to the city. And it's always a little bittersweet because I'm saying goodbye to all of you.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I know. Could you just stay? You live in Berkeley?
And quite honestly, Pam, I hope we don't need your services anytime soon. Okay?
That's,
no, yeah. Nothing personal. That's nothing
the
personal.
Thing. It's... That's absolutely true.
So. Listen, folks, I'm gonna pour a glass of wine and toast you all, every single one of you tonight, okay?
I'm ready.
Cheers. Stay healthy, stay well. Thank you, Tess. Thank you, Pam. Thank you all, really, from the bottom of my heart, that we did good work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome
thanks,
aboard,
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yes, take care.
Take good care.
We will talk thanks. Soon.
Okay.
All right, Elliot. Thank you.
Good night.
All right.
Good
unless there's objections, good night, I'm adjourning everybody. The meeting. That's it.
Great.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.